This is Regionally Speaking on Lakeshore Public Radio. I'm Chris Nolte. Coming up on April 13th at Blue Chip Casino in Michigan City will be another annual community job fair, which is hosted by the City of Michigan City along with the Economic Development Corporation of Michigan City, the LaPorte County Office of Economic Development, as well as the Northwest Indiana Workforce Board, and the folks with our next guest, who is Katie Eaton, who is the president of the Michigan City Chamber of Commerce. A number of organizations together for this annual event, and Katie is with us to talk more about it. Good morning, Katie. Thanks for joining us on the program today.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Fine, thanks. Will you tell us how job fairs like this one has been going on for a number of years, how it's been organized and run in the past, and how this one has to change because of the coronavirus pandemic?
Sure. Yeah. So we've been doing this community job fair here in Michigan City for a number of years. I was just trying to think back. I think the first one was held in 2016. Mm-hmm. And it's always been a collaborative effort between the city and the Economic Development Corporation, the chamber, and obviously our workforce partners over with the Work One offices, Center of Workforce Innovations, and the Northwest Indiana Workforce Board. And it's been held at Blue Chip each year. We anticipated holding it last year in mid-April, and with the pandemic, had to cancel last minute. I think at that time that we canceled, we had well over 60 employers that had registered to participate in the event, and obviously the pandemic just made it impossible to hold something that large scale. Over the years, we've seen anywhere from 100 in the early years all the way up to a little over 200 job seekers coming through our job fair. So it just really wasn't feasible to put that on during the pandemic.
No, I can understand that this time. Yeah. If you plan for that many people to come by and find out more about job opportunities and businesses in the region, that it's going to be pretty difficult to be able to do it. How successful has the job fair been in the past in helping businesses and industries in Michigan City as well as in LaPorte County?
Yeah, I think it's been really successful. I think one of the biggest things that I always see as the job fair is just the awareness that comes across from the number of opportunities that are in our community and surrounding communities here in the Michigan City area. There's always employers that have job opportunities that many just aren't aware of. And so a job fair like this one really brings out those businesses to be able to showcase who they are, what are the types of jobs that they have within their facilities, and the skill set that they're looking for those jobs. This one specifically, we did change it to an industry-focused job fair, really to take into consideration the pandemic and trying to reduce the number of people that would participate this year. Mm-hmm. So this one that we're holding on April 13th is really focused towards hospitality, retail, restaurant, tourism, and professional services, which a lot of times when people think of, you know, the hospitality and the retail and the restaurant area, they're thinking, man, those industries and those sectors have really taken a hit over the last year. Do they have jobs available? And the answer is yes, they do. And the reason is because so many of them had to pull back on their employment for quite some time during the pandemic. But once they opened up those job opportunities again, they weren't able to always, you know, get back the employees they had before. And so there are still a number of opportunities within those sectors. And as many know, Michigan City is somewhat of a summer-driven, tourism-driven community that May through October timeframe, and our restaurants and our retail see an influx of visitors during those months, and so we want to make sure that they have their employees ready to go and in place as they start to experience that increase in customers coming into their establishment.
It sounds like that they've been ready for it, even though it was rough last year because of the outset of the pandemic and the cutbacks and the closures that had to be ordered because the virus was still pretty much at its worst, that things have bounced back enough for a lot of these businesses to be able to not only reopen, look for more business and in turn more people.
Yeah, you know, I would say, you know, many of our businesses in the community are excited about the summer months coming up. They're busy now. We're very fortunate that we had quite a few restaurants and retail that really did well over the winter months with an you know, an influx of people who maybe weren't doing that traveling back and forth to Chicago as much, and they were staying in the Michigan City area and still doing the carry out and all of that with our restaurants. So very fortunate to have still a very robust restaurant and retail and downtown area here in Michigan City, and all of them looking for opportunities to hire and get people into a career that will benefit them long term.
Now, since you're the president of the Michigan City Chamber, have you noticed any new businesses, new employers that have not only come into the city, but that you know have come into LaPorte County that are in turn looking to get some advantage out of the job fair coming up?
Yeah, you know, I was taking a look at those that are registered right now, and the majority of those that are registered to attend the job fair on the employer side are definitely those in businesses that have been in the area for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
We do have a couple in the hospitality sector that are growing. We have a new business that joined the chamber recently called Chicago Safaris, which is out of the Dyer area, Lake County area, but they do bus tours, wine tours, beer tours, transportation, luxury transportation, whatever the needs might be, and they are expanding over this way and are needing more employees as well. So they will be at the job fair. And just to kind of give you an idea of some of those that are registered right now, it is a variety in the hospitality sector. So you're looking at hotel management, front-end staff as well as back-end staff for hotels. We also have a number of restaurants that are participating, anywhere from needing servers all the way to kitchen work. And then also quite a few on the professional services side. We have some within the hospital sector as well as transportation and health services. So just a good variety of businesses that are signed up to participate at this time.
That's good. Now, since this event's coming up on April 13th, there's enough time for people, I suppose, to get registered if they are interested in coming in to participate. And, of course, with all of the COVID-19 precautions you have to take, you probably want them to get signed up early, don't you?
Yes, so definitely employers that are interested in registering to have a table at this event are encouraged to do so as soon as possible. We'll probably keep registration open until the Friday before, but there's plenty of space for those that have been in the Blue Chip Casino event space. We're going to be holding this at the Stardust space there at Blue Chip. Plenty of space for them to spread out and have some social distancing between the employers, and then plenty of room for job seekers as they come through to not have to be right on top of each
mm-hmm.
other. We will also have some separate space for employers who might need their job seekers to fill out applications, and we'll also have a private area if any of the employers choose to want to interview right on the spot. We'll provide space for that as well.
And how about job seekers that will be coming in for the event on April 13th?
Yeah. Yeah, job seekers do not have to register in advance. If they are looking for some additional assistance ahead of time in order to make sure that they are well prepared for the job fair, they would be encouraged to contact their local Work One office and get in touch with a career coach. Work One offices do a variety of workshops to make sure that you're prepared. So they'll help you make sure your resume is ready to go. You can print off some additional resumes. They'll talk to you about what type of business attire or dressing professionally should look like when you attend the job fair. And they'll prep you to make sure that you're ready just in case you get one of those on-site interviews. So I would definitely encourage people to go to workonenw.com and figure out when they have those local workshops available to you so that you're well prepared for attending the job fair.
Well, Katie, thank you for bringing us up to date on the event coming up on April 13th. And we hope there's good attendance, not only from employers, but from job seekers as well, too. Thank you for being with us.
Yes, great. And I would just say, if anybody has any questions, employers want to get registered and they need the details, they can give us a call here at the Michigan City Chamber at 219-874-6221.
All right. Thank you very much. Katie Eaton is the president of the Michigan City Chamber of Commerce, talking about the annual community job fair, which is coming up on April 13th, and it'll be held at Blue Chip Casino.